I ask brothers and sisters to move up towards the front of the sanctuary. I apologize first, especially to brothers and sisters who can only read English. As I was praying this morning, the Holy Spirit had moved within me to ask me to sing these two hymns during our worship time today. So I apologize for the inconvenience to the presider and the pianist for the lack of preparation beforehand. Because we don't have the handout sheets, the only sheets we have is the overhead sheets. So we ask brothers and sisters who are sitting in the back to move up to the front. And perhaps the overhead characters are too small, so we ask you to move up front. You should move up because when we get to stanza 2 and 3, the characters are going to get even smaller. We ask the pianos to play the music for us once. Thank you. the other hymn.
Yeah.
We are completely open before you.
无论我们再会包装自己,
no matter how we package ourselves,
无论我们再聪明,
no matter how smart we are,
无论我们再诡诈,
no matter how deceitful we are,
在你面前完全赤裸敞开,
but before you, we are completely open.
主，当我们聚集在你面前的时候,
Lord, as we gather before you,
我们求你遇见我们,
we ask you to meet us.
也许我们不想遇见你,
perhaps we do not want to meet you.
也许我们不想听见,
perhaps we do not want to hear you.
但求你用能帮助我们的方式遇见我们,
Lord, please use the method that can help us to meet us.
但愿我们在你面前的聚集,
pray that as we gather before you,
这样的时间, 这样的地点,
this time, this place,
这样的聚会, 能够蒙你的纪念,
and such gathering can be honored before you.
你从来不做虚功,
you never work in vain.
你从来不做浪费时间, 浪费精力的事情,
you never do things that waste time and waste energy.
你知道我们的情况,
you know our condition.
我们唯无靠的仰望你,
we helplessly come before you.
实在在今天这样的机会里面,
to look upon you at this time, at this opportunity,
遇见我们,
to meet us,
向我们说话,
to speak to us,
打开你天上的窗户,
to open the heavenly window,
我们若没有遇见你, 我们的心不会满足,
our heart will not be satisfied until we meet you,
我们若没有遇见你, 我们前面没有路,
we do not have the path before us unless we meet you,
我们若没有遇见你, 我们听不懂你的话,
and unless we meet you, we do not understand your words.
天父，我们无依无靠地求你做工。
Heavenly Father, we helplessly come before you to ask you to do the work.
求你纪念你借着你爱子在十字架上面所成就的工作。
We ask you to honor the work that your Son has done on the cross.
求你纪念你的旨意。
To honor your will.
得着我们。
To have us.
翻转我们。
To turn us,
使我们的人生有意义,
so that our life has meaning,
使我们的道路光明,
so that our path is light,
使你自己得着何用的器,
so that you yourself can have instruments that are appropriate for you,
使你成就你要成就的工作,
so that you can fulfill your own work,
使我们能成为你是祝福给别人的管道,
so that we can become channels where blessings flow to others.
我们是在求你做人所不能做的工作。
We ask you to do the work that men cannot do.
求你怜悯为主说话的。
Please have mercy on the one who is speaking for the Lord.
怜悯翻译的。
Have mercy on the one who is translating.
恩待一同在主面前听话的。
And be gracious to all those who are listening before the Lord.
我们一同仰望你的恩典。
We together look to your grace.
求你向我们说话。
We ask you to speak to us.
求你做成你要做成的工作,
to fulfill the work that you have not completed yet.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们请读一段圣经。
Let's read a passage from the scripture.
哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians.
第一章,
chapter 1.
从第三节读起到第十四节。
We'll read from verse 3 through 14.
好，我们一同读哈。
Let's read it together.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样的苦楚。我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。弟兄们，我们不要不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。我们现在写信给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念所认识，我也盼望你们到底还要认识，正如你们已经有几分认识我们，以我们夸口，好像我们在我们主耶稣基督的日子以你们夸口一样。再读第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。我们记得上一次我们交通的时候，我们讲到主给我们的托付就是传基督耶稣为主。
I remember the last time we had fellowship, we discussed how what the Lord has committed to us is to preach about Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ the Lord.
而特别上次我们所交通的，就是从人起初受造的时候，神心意中是如何安排。
And what we had fellowship about, especially last time, is the image of men when we were first created in God.
人不是这个犯罪堕落之后才有人生方向目的的问题。
It is not that after men had fallen that we have the problem of the direction of life.
人的被造本身就面对一个事，人生要何去何从。
When man was first created, it faces the issue of where it should go and what is the purpose.
神知道我们想不通，猜不透。
Lord, the Lord knows that we cannot understand this.
神知道我们如果要用我们的方式去寻求，去明白的话。
The Lord knows that if we want to use our own method to understand, to think about this.
我们只能从这个，在这个世界上肉眼可见的范围，可以听到的范围去寻找。
We can only look for things with what we can see with our fleshly eyes.
但是神在创造人以前，神已经定了人在地上应当如何行。
But God has already destined the purpose of man's creation, what man should be doing in this world before we were created.
因为创世纪，不，因为启示录第四章的最后一节告诉我们说，万物都是因着神旨意而创造的，而被造的。
Because in Revelation chapter 4, the last verse says that all things were created through his will.
所以人出现在这个地上，圣经告诉我们，不是偶然的，是神旨意的安排。
Therefore, the scripture tells us that men being in this world is not a matter of accident, but a matter of God's will.
而在创世纪一开始的时候,
at the beginning of the book of Genesis,
在创世纪第一章26节,
in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26,
保罗, 神说, 我们要照着我们的形象, 按着我们的样式造人, 使他们管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 地上的牲畜, 和全地, 并地上所爬一切昆虫。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us make men in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over fish of the sea, over birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
这个在人受造以前, 在神的心意里面, 人的受造是为着管理, 这, 海中的, 地上的, 空中的东西。
Before men were created, the purpose of the creation is so that men in this world can have dominion over the sea, over the birds of the air, and over cattle, and over all of the earth.
但这个管理的意思呢, 可能比我们中文的翻译要更深更丰富。
But the word dominion has a much richer meaning than the Chinese translation.
其中有一面的翻译就是叫做 tread down, 把它踩印踩在脚底下。
Part of the translation, part of the meaning for the word is to tread down, is to have it underneath your feet.
另外一方面的意思叫 subjugate, 是征服的意思。
And the other part of the meaning is subjugate, is to conquer.
或者是使什么把什么带来服从下。
It is to bring something under the dominion of, to subdue.
或者使什么东西把它带来，把它归属在一个权下。
It is to take something and to bring it under the control of something else.
另外一个就是 crumble off.
And the other part of the meaning is to crumble off.
就是崩溃或者是破碎的意思。
It is to break.
还有一个是 rule, 是掌权管理的意思。
And then the other meaning is to rule, to have control over.
所以你发现神要我们在管理这个地上，它的意义是比我们想象的丰富的很多。
Therefore, you see, when the Lord says to have dominion over all of the earth, the meaning is much richer than what we think.
而且这后面隐含着就是有一个征战，是在人犯罪以前就已经存在。
And behind it, there's a meaning that there is a battle that existed before men had fallen.
所以人受造已经是为了神来得回这块地。
Therefore, men were created so God can redeem, can restore this world.
这是神很奇妙的安排。
That is God's amazing work.
而在这一个28节，第一章28节，说神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says, Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
而这里有一个词在中文翻译是治理。
There's a word which translated into Chinese is to manage.
如果我们只从中文的意思去明白的话，我们会失掉很多的丰富。
If we only look at it from the Chinese translation, then we lose much of the richness of the word.
它的意思里面呢, 含有征服的意思。
In its meaning, it contains the meaning of conquering.
所以在人还没有犯罪以前, 神就把一个征服这块地的这个托付已经交给人。
Therefore, before men had sinned, God has already committed to men the task of conquering this earth.
这是一个很重大的责任。
That is a great responsibility.
表示人在受造以前有一个不法的势力已经在地上。
It means that before men were created, there's already an unlawful force in this world.
这个不法的势力在那里反对神。
This unlawful force is there opposing God.
人的被造是来顺服神来做恢复的工作。
Men's creation is to be obedient to God to do the work of restoration.
而在创世纪第二章的十五节，
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 15，
他说耶和华将耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园里，使他修理看守。
Then Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and to keep it.
虽然人受重大的托付，
Even though men were committed, were given this great responsibility.
但是神知道人是不可能独立完成这件事情。
But God knows that men alone cannot fulfill this task.
神有把握，神绝对可以成就这件事情。
God has the assurance that He Himself can fulfill this task.
人的受造呢，实在是被摆在一个很美好的情况底下。
Men's creation, men were created under this wonderful circumstance.
人是第六天受造，第七天神就安息了。
Men were created on day six, and on day seven, God rested.
所以人一受造之后，就先享受神的安息。
Therefore, right after men were created, they enjoyed the rest in God.
而当一个罪人蒙恩得救的时候，他第一件事也是享受到神给他的安息。
And when a sinner is saved by grace, the first thing he enjoys is also the rest in the Lord.
就罪人是没有平安的。
Because a sinner has no peace.
罪人也没有安息的。
And a sinner cannot rest.
可能不发生重大的那些灾难事故，但是还是里面还是没安息的。
Perhaps there's no great disaster, but inside there's still no peace.
因为真正的安息是从神那里来的。
Because true peace comes from God.
除了神给你安息之外，你不可能有安息的。
Unless God gives you peace, you cannot have it.
如果神没有给你安息，你自己得到安息，那你可能骗你自己。
If God did not give you peace and you have it, perhaps you're lying to yourself.
所以人被受造的时候，神就把他安置在伊甸园里。
Therefore, when man was created, God put him in the Garden of Eden.
这个安置呢，也有安息的意思。
To put him there also has the meaning of rest him there.
所以人呢，就被安息在伊甸，喜乐的意思，就是有喜乐里面。
The word Eden means joyful, means happiness. So God, when He created man, put him into this joyfulness.
从我们犯过罪的人角度来看，
From the perspective of those of us who have sinned,
许多人蒙恩得救的时候，是得着了极大的安息和喜乐。
Many people, when they were saved by grace, what they received was great peace and joy.
但是人在犯罪以前，神把人摆在那个地方，就是一个喜乐的环境。
But before men sinned, God already put men into this happy, joyful environment.
不只是外面很有丰富的供应，里面充满了喜乐。
Not only are there abundant provision on the outside, but inside they were also full of joy.
那个喜乐呢，甚至可以好像用新约的话说，满有荣光的大喜乐。
And use the words of the New Testament, this joy is a joy that is full of glorious hope.
或者是说让你能够会跳起来的那种喜乐。
It is the kind of joy that can make you jump.
所以人是被摆在这样的情况底下。
Therefore, men were placed under such circumstances.
而且神也保守你继续得着这个。
And God also keep you to continue to have it.
所以园子是有保护，受保护的意思。
Therefore, garden means a protected environment.
所以你只要跟神的关系正常。
Therefore, for as long as you have a normal relationship with God,
喜乐不是一个遥远的事情。
Joy is not a thing that is far off.
不喜乐才是反常的事情。
To not be joyful is abnormal.
所以腓立比说，在腓立比书说，你们要喜乐，要常常喜乐。
Therefore, in the book of Philippians, it says, "You shall always be joyful."
这个不是叫我们好像在一个像催眠的情况，你要说你要喜乐啊，要喜乐啊。
This is not under a hypnosis situation where you keep on saying you need to be joyful.
即使在旧约的时候，诗篇里面诗人这样讲说，我们要来到那个最喜乐的神那里。
In him, in Psalms, it also says that we should go before the God of all joy.
所以当你来到神面前，你与主有正常的关系的时候，你应该要有喜乐。
Therefore, when you come before God and you have a normal relationship with Him, then you should be joyful.
而神的安排很奇妙, 是他先把喜乐, 把一切的里面外面的供应都给我们之后, 才叫我们修理,
And God's arrangement is amazing. He has given us the provision of joy from both outside and inside. And then He puts us there to ask us to tend and to keep it.
所以从一个角度来讲, 如果我们今天参与服事, 但是我们里面失去了喜乐, 我们可能已经走差了路。
Therefore, from one perspective, if we are serving the Lord today, but inside we no longer have joy, then perhaps we have already strayed.
那个走岔路不是说你应不应该做这个服事, 是你跟神的关系可能已经脱了节了。This
walking astray is not to say whether or not you should be serving, but your relationship with God has already been disconnected.
所以应该是先放下手边的工作, 先回到神面前, 恢复那个属灵的光景。
Therefore, you should first put down your service, your work, and to restore the spiritual relationship with God.
如果你不恢复属灵的光景,你继续做,
if you do not restore your spiritual relationship,
你总,
and you continue to work,
你总有一天要像一个炸弹一样,像原子弹一样, 大大的爆炸,
then one day, ultimately, you will blow up like a nuclear bomb.
但是,如果你跟主的关系不但恢复, 而且继续保持在一个非常亲密良好的状态。
But if you restore your relationship with God, and not only restore it, but you continue to keep in a very good condition,
那个喜乐充满你, 那个安息充满你,
then joy and peace will fill you up.
就算是你遇到一些情况, 别人不明白,
even if you encounter some situations that others do not understand,
你遇到一些情况是受极大的压力和逼迫,
you encounter some situations where you were under great pressure and being persecuted.
外面很困难,
on the outside, it's very difficult.
但是你里面很自由,
but inside, you're very free.
不但很自由,
not only are you very free, but you're full of joy.
And
this joy is a joy that has power.
你可以继续的照着主所托付你的，你的旨意，照着主的旨意继续往前去。
So that you can continue to walk according to the will of God that has been committed to you.
所以主说，把他主把人摆在伊甸园里面，叫他修理看守。
Therefore, the Lord says that He put men in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep.
修理的意思是服侍的意思。
To keep it means to service it.
是劳碌的意思,
means to labor,
甚至像成为奴隶的那样的一个形式,
it is to have a heart like a slave.
这些的话都是在人堕落之前的,
these words were spoken before the fall of men,
都是在人犯罪以前的,
it is before men had committed sin.
所以这再次提醒我们, 好像新约讲说, 你不做工就不可以吃饭一样,
it is as in the New Testament, it reminds us that if you do not work, then you cannot eat.
所以我们蒙恩得救,
therefore, when we're saved by grace,
我们享受主的恩典,
we enjoy His blessings,
我们也要被恢复到能够服侍的地步,
we also need to be restored to a point that we can serve Him.
我们不能只接受别人的服侍,
we cannot only take in other people's service,
我们要能够跟随主的带领, 让主借着我们能够服侍别人。
We should be able to follow the Lord's guidance so that we can serve others.
虽然我们可能一直蒙主的恩典得许多主祷告的答应,
perhaps we have often received God's grace and that our prayers have been answered.
但是如果我们不能被扩充到一个地步可以起来服侍,
but if we cannot be enlarged to a point that we can stand up and serve,
神在我们身上的恢复好像 还是不够,
then the restoration, the work of restoration on us is still not enough.
我们不能一直要寄望别人服侍我们。
We cannot always hope that others will serve us.
当然我们彼此服侍是应该的。
Of course, we are supposed to serve each other.
但是我们不能一直坐那等说你来服侍我。
But we cannot always just sit there and wait for others to serve us.
你去上班的时候，你是怎么上法？
When you go to work, what do you do?
你上班呢不会说你做你做通通你做我就坐那等就好了，不会嘛，对不对？
If you go to work, then you cannot say you do all of this and then I'll just sit here. You can't do that.
你如果要赚那一点钱, 你要想尽办法让老板说知道说你很有表现的，你很有才干的。
To earn a little bit of money, you have to let your boss know that you can perform, that you can do great work.
你这只是赚地上的一点钱而已啊。
And that is only for a little bit of earthly money.
那还不能存到永远的。
It cannot be stored in eternity.
你买个东西就花掉了。
If you buy something, then you spend it.
有时候你不买，你放在家里被偷掉了。
If you don't spend it and if you keep it at home, sometimes other people can steal it.
所以主在我们身上恢复一个工作，使我们能服侍。
The Lord does the work of restoration on us so that we can serve.
能劳碌。
So that we can labor.
啊，你知道我自己蒙恩得救的时候，我最怕服侍。
You know, when I was first saved by grace, the thing that I was afraid of the most is to serve.
最怕劳碌。
I am afraid to labor and be busy.
因为从小穷惯了。
Because I was used to being poor.
穷惯了，人家可以很轻松，我就很辛苦。
Other people can relax, but I have to work very hard.
哎呀，信耶稣之后，好不容易得来可以享受的机会。
After I believed in Christ, so rarely do I have an opportunity to enjoy.
啊，我最好躺在那里，别人都一直服侍我，一直服侍我。
I so wish that I can just lie there and other people can just continue to serve me.
我永远不要付出。
And I never have to pay anything.
但是主的带领不是这样。
But the Lord's guidance is not like this.
主使我接受别人的服侍。
The Lord has helped me to accept other service.
到了一个程度，要叫我去服侍主要我服侍的。
To a point, then the Lord wants me to serve others.
不但服侍。
Not only to serve.
甚至还要劳碌，这个是很忙的意思。
But also to labor and to be very busy.
不但忙，还要把你降卑。
And not only to be busy, but also to humble you.
你服侍别人，不是你高高坐在宝座上，是你在他脚底下。
When you serve others, you're not sitting high on the throne, but you are sitting at the footstool.
哎，这是很大的福气啊。
This is a great blessing.
这个对我们不认识主或不信主的人，觉得这是很羞辱。
For those of us who, for people who don't believe in the Lord, you may think it's humiliating.
但是我们经历过主的服事之后，
But after we have enjoyed the Lord's service,
经历主借着弟兄姊妹服事我们之后，
After we have enjoyed the, brothers and sisters serving us,
主给我们机会能够在服事上有份。
The Lord gives us opportunity to partake in service.
把我们降卑到一个地步，好像做奴隶来参与服事。
To humble us to a point that we are serving like slaves.
这是主抬举我们。
That is the Lord lifting us up.
因为他自己是这样。
Because he himself is like this.
因为你如果看不懂这件事情呢，你这个人生的方向哈，你就很乱。
If you cannot understand this, then you're directionless in life.
你只能照世界的方式。
You can only use worldly methods.
你只能照不认识主的方式。
You can only use ways that of people who don't understand the Lord.
你没有办法照主的方式。
You cannot use the Lord's way.
甚至如果主把你降卑的话。
And if the Lord lowers you.
你要因主而跌倒。
Then you will fall because of the Lord.
像我这么有才华的人。
Someone who is as talented as me.
像我这么懂的人。
Someone who understands as much as I do.
怎么可以被摆在这么低的地位呢？
How can I be lowered to such a point?
这个降卑是神极大的恩典。
This lowering is a great blessing from God.
因为主就是他倒空自己，成为奴仆的样式。
Because the Lord Himself has emptied Himself so that He can be like a slave.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这需要主的启示。
You need revelation from God.
在教会历史里面，
in the history of church.
有一个人叫做 George Muller.
One brother was named George Muller.
他在信主之后一段时间,
After he believed in the Lord,
他看懂一件事情,
he realized one thing.
特别是有一次他生病,
he got sick once.
他在生病好像叫他什么也不能做, 在那里休息的时候,
and he couldn't do anything, he was resting.
他在那里亲近主,
he got closer to the Lord.
他里面被基督徒开启,
and his heart was opened by the Lord.
当然其中有一部分开启是说他看懂了神一切看重他自己的话。
Part of this revelation was that he realized what was important in God's word.
所以呢,如果我们这个在这地上能够跟随主的话,我们需要看重而且照着主的话。
So if we would like to follow the Lord on this earth, we have to emphasize and also follow Lord's words.
我们也许常常有这样的强调,但是我们里面没有这样的看见。
Probably we have put a lot of focus on it, but we did not see it inside.
也许我们可以这样的在聚会里面告诉别人, 但是我们在实际的生活上呢, 我们还是很忽略。
Probably we could tell people in the meetings, but in our real life, we ignored it.
但是在George Muller里面, 他里面有个看见, 我们真正的跟随主, 这同时跟随主的话。
But inside George Muller, he saw that we follow the Lord and we follow his words.
另外一件事情呢, 就是他看懂了一件事情, 我们在这里等, 不是等大房子。
And another thing that he realized that what we are waiting for is not waiting for big houses.
我们在这里等, 不是等一辆更好的车。
We are not waiting here for a bigger car.
我们在这里等, 是等主的再来。
We are here waiting for Lord's coming again.
主的再来在我们里面要成为我们很强很实在的盼望。
Lord's coming will become our strong and a true hope.
因为我们一切的丰富,一切的盼望,一切的属灵的丰满的实际都是在主再来的时候完全得着。
We will receive all of our riches, all of our hope and all of our riches of glory in his second coming.
对于没有尝过主恩典的滋味的人, 这个事情是觉得很遥远很遥远的事。
For those who have not yet tasted the grace of the Lord, this is very far away.
但是对于一个真正尝过丰富主恩典滋味的人,
But for those who have tasted the riches of God's glory,
今天我们所得着的只是那极大丰富的一个很小的部分。
What we receive is only a little part of this riches of abundance.
所以在他里面呢, 会有一个渴慕, 主的再来。
So in him, there's this desire of Lord's coming.
这叫我们人生的方向, 你又对准了。
So we can aim right at the, as our direction of our life.
如果你人生方向对的是钱,
If we put our direction onto money,
所以你的脸可能就有钱的样子。
Then our face looks like money.
我记得我在大学的时候,
I remember when I was in college.
我的目标就是钱。
My direction, my goal is money.
所以呢, 神用很奇妙的方法就让我读一个戏呢, 是不能赚钱的。
So very amazingly, Lord let me study in a major which could not earn money.
但是我的目标是钱。
But my goal was money.
所以我就削尖了头呢, 用尽了方法, 还转一个戏到赚钱的戏去。
So I did all my best to change my major into the major that could help me to earn money.
当我转过去了之后,
After I changed the major,
我还没去读哈,
even before I studied,
当我就是那个转系的那个名单已经公布说, 哦,录取了。
They already told me I got accepted in this major.
我跟我的导师讲这件事,
I told my professor about it.
他说你满脸的铜臭气。
He told me that all my face looks like money.
你说心向着钱,
Your heart towards money.
人家看你的味道都是钱的味道。
So you smell even like money.
但是你如果向着主,
But if you are, your goal is toward the Lord,
你向着主的再来,
Toward Lord's coming,
主就把你磨成他的样式,
And Lord will transform you into his image.
主叫你到时候能够承受别人没有办法承受的丰富。
Then by that time, Lord will let you be able to receive what others could not receive.
但是 George Mueller 在他心里面还有另外一个很重要的看见。
But George Mueller also has another thing in his heart.
就他看见真正的敬虔。
He saw the true godliness.
就是能够与主同受苦。
That is to partake of his suffering.
同受苦。
To partake in his following.
就是为了将来能够同得荣耀。
To partake in his suffering is to glorify with him.
如果今天主把一个受苦的机会给我们，
If today Lord gives us the chance of suffering,
其实是主看得起我们。
It's because the Lord put a lot of emphasis on us.
就是告诉你，你有机会得荣耀了。
To tell us that you have the opportunity to be glorified.
若主只给我们一切的平顺，
If Lord gives us all the smoothness,
哎呀，什么难处都不遇到。
We don't face any difficulties.
从你信主第一天到见主的那一天。
From the first day you believe on the Lord until the day you see the Lord,
一个困难都没有。
There's no difficulty.
你在主面前祷告只有答应。
And your prayer is only got answered.
从来没有不答应的。
There was never one not being answered.
从来没有好像主打岔你的意思的。
Lord has never interrupt you.
从来主没有调整过你的意思的。
Lord has never changed you.
那你要注意啊。
Then you have to be careful.
说不定到时候主说我不认识你。
Probably Lord will say I don't know you.
因为主的路跟世人路不同。
Because Lord's way is different from the world's way.
所以呢 ，George Mueller 里面有个看见。
Therefore George Mueller has this thing.
如果能够与主同受苦。
If I would like, if I can.Partake in his suffering.
这好像极大的荣耀摆在前头。
This is as if the glory is ahead of me.
不瞒你讲，我们刚信主的时候，我们也不愿意受苦。
To be honest with you, as we first believe in the Lord, we do not like to be suffered.
不止刚信主，就信主一段时间也不想受苦。
Not even just believing the Lord, but even after believing in the Lord for a long time, we still do not want to suffer.
最好是凡事顺利。
The best thing will be everything is so smooth.
但是这是我们的想法了。
But this is only our own thinking.
人受造的时候就被摆在一个困难的环境里面。
As man were being created, he is being put under difficult circumstances.
人还不要犯罪，就已经被摆在一个困难的环境里面。
He was already being put under difficult circumstances even before he sinned.
因为你需要征服的那一个被征服的对象是比我们有能力的。
Because the subject of subduing is more powerful than us.
那个是比我们有智慧的。
That is more, have more wisdom than us.
你除了专心依靠主。
Besides only focus on depending on the Lord.
你没有第二条路可以走。
There's no other way.
所以，也许不是像被钉十字架这样。但是呢，并不是轻松的事。
Therefore, although it would not be like crucified on the cross, but it's also not very relaxed.
而且呢，主还叫我们看守。
And Lord also like us to guard over.
这看守呢，就是那个、有一个意思，就是好像用篱笆围起来，树把它围起来的意思。
The part of the meaning also means to fence round about.
其实物质的东西是围不住东西的。
The material things we cannot use them to guard things.
真正神是要人成为那一个那一道城墙。
But God would like man to become the wall.
因为新耶路撒冷城也是以人的尺寸来衡量。
The city of New Jerusalem is being measured by man.
所以不但成为那个城墙，而且呢。人实在要能够做守望的工作。
Not only God would like us to become the wall, but so we can be watchful.
今天我们一来到教会之后，我们守望的心就好像就没有了。
As soon as we come to church, our heart of being watchful become loose.
但是的确，主是要我们做守望者。
But truly, God would like us to be a watchful man.
聚会。就是连平常的聚会要能够好， 需要有人守望。
If we would like the meetings to be good, even normal meetings, there must be someone to watch.
不是我们大摇大摆的来一坐，聚会就自然就好。
Not that we just come here to sit here and then the meetings will be good.
恐怕我们如果这样的做了30年、50年，聚会还是不会好的。
After we sit here for 30 or 50 years, the meetings still will not be good.
供应的源头在哪里啊？
Where is the origin of supply?
在神那里。
From God.
谁去支取啊？
Who will receive?
谁把神的丰富引下来？
Who will take down the riches of God?
而且现在还有很许多仇敌的搅扰。
And there are all the disturbance of enemy.
谁做守望者？
Who are the watchmen?
求神管制，求神捆绑呢？
Asking God to be in control and also to bond.
谁在那里做守望者？求主在当中做恢复，做更新的工作呢？
Who are the watchmen to ask the Lord to do the work of revival, renew?
就是人受造的时候得着主的托付的。
This is what God entrusted to man when he created people.
而且呢，神不但要人这样做，神还要人能够专心的去做。
God does not only want man to do this, but he wants us to concentrate on doing this.
用心的去做。
To full-hearted.
要能够为了神的心意能有所摆上。
And put a lot of effort into it according to his will.
所以神在创造人的时候已经把人该走的路已经摆在我们前面。
So when God created man, he has already put a way that he would like us to walk before us.
这个得着就是需要完全的顺服神。
To receive this, we have to obey to God completely.
就是连家庭的设立都是在这个原则底下。
Even the family setup is also under this principle.
家庭的设立不是只为着你侬我侬啊。
To set up the family is not just to be close with to each other.
不是只为着你觉得对方，我觉得对方很好就可以了。
Not just that we feel the other person is good.
因为那个配偶的意思是帮手的意思。
The meaning of spouse is means helper.
帮什么？
To help with what?
帮人犯罪。
To help with sin?
不。
No.
帮忙成就神的心意。
To help to complete the will of God.
人家庭的组成是为着神的旨意的。
To set up a family is to be to is for the will of God.
家庭的组成不是为了繁衍子孙而已啊。
To set up a family is not just for having descendants.
你看到创世纪那里有家谱。
You see the genealogy in Genesis.
凡是只为着自己的目的的。
Only for if they are only for your own purpose.
在家谱里面呢，神没有太多的纪念。
God does not remember in the genealogy.
也不记载他死了没，也不记载他活几岁。
And also doesn't record his death nor his age.
但是那个愿意有个心愿意活在主面前照着神旨意的。
But those who have a heart to live before the Lord according to His will.
那个神的话就记载说，他几岁几岁生了某某某啊。
Then God's words record that who, which age did he born his children?
然后他又生儿养女，然后到几岁去世了。
And he was fruitful and multiplied, and until what age he died?
所以这个他的年子是被好像被特别数算的。
Then God remembered his age.
然后呢，他什么时候做了一件事？哎，他。众多的儿女当中呢，他为神至少得着了一个。
And among all of his children, at least he gained one of them for God.
所以夫妻不但是为着神的旨意，你的儿女也是为着神的旨意。
So not only husbands and wives are for the will of God, so are your children.
如果我们生了许许多多的儿女
，If we have a lot of children,
神没有得着半个。
But God did not even gain one of them.
那就没有办法像那边记载说某某某几岁生了谁。
Then it could not be like on the record of the Bible saying who at what age born of whom.
所以神已经把我们好像在创世纪第一章第二章啊，已经把人生你要遇到的许多的各个层面哈，都已经摆在一个蓝图在那个地方。
So God already put out a blueprint as at what as in our life, what aspects of our life should do.
我们需要有个受教的心。
We should have a heart that hears.
我们需要谦卑接受神的启示。
We should be humble and receive His revelation.
当我们真的能够接受,
Once we can truly receive,
我们才能够传耶稣基督是主。
Then we can preach Jesus Christ is the Lord.
本来我今天主要的内容是哥林多后书第一章。
Originally, my main theme is based on the second book of Corinthians, chapter 1.
我看主是有美意啊。
But I believe the Lord has His good will.
让我们再复习一下。
Let us review.
因为神起初的旨意在我们里面清楚。
So if we are clear of God's original will,
而且你这个跟主呢又有一个活的新鲜的关系。
And we have a new and living relationship with the Lord.
哥林多后书第一章你就不会害怕。
Then we won't be afraid of the second book of Corinthians chapter 1.
我们恐怕看到哥林多后书第一章我们都觉得最好不是我。
We might be thinking that I hope it's not me when we see the first book of Corinthians chapter 1.
最好我不要遇到。
Hopefully I won't experience this.
什么神的安慰啊, 这我不需要。
I don't need the comfort of God.
因为时间的缘故我不能再讲,因为再讲我再一倍的时间了。Because
of time, I cannot go on. I will need double of the time if I go on.
呀, 我希望主预备我们。I
hope that Lord prepares me.
主把我们带在一个关卡上面。So
Lord will take us to a critical point.
让我们在那里思考。So
we can be thinking.
让我们在那里寻求。And
we are seeking.
我们应不应该往前去。
Shall we go forward?
我们能不能够承受主更多的托付?
Can we receive more of His entrustment?
我们需要在主面前思考。
We should think before the Lord.
一个真正跟随主的人不是不得已的。
It is not to follow for someone who truly follows the Lord. It's not because not we are willing.
我以前听一些传道人哈，他们讲他怎么把工作放下来跟随主。
I heard a lot of preachers to talk about how they put down their works to follow the Lord.
我听到好几个是好像神用拳打脚踢把他踢出来的。
I heard a lot of them who shared that as if Lord just kicked them out.
好像服侍主是很羞耻的事情。
As if it was shameful to serve the Lord.
然后拳打脚踢踢出来之后呢？ 多想他也不会很担心了。
I believe he was not willing if he was being kicked out by the Lord.
而且每一次一提到的时候，他就觉得说，我好像不得已，哎呀，这个神好像强迫我。
Whenever I heard that, as if they say that they had no choice and God forced them.
我所认识的神不强迫。
The God who I know, He never forced us.
神要我们知道他要做什么。
God will let us know what He is doing.
神要我们知道我们 可以承受他多大的托付。
God would like us to know that how much entrustment He can give unto us.
因为你要知道许多为主受苦的人，他可以不用为主受苦。
You have to know that a lot of those who suffered for the Lord, He did not have to.
他只要当时思想一转一下，然后就表现他的转变，他就不用受苦了。If
He changed His mind at that moment, then He did not have to suffer.
所以，如果这个受苦是拳打脚踢受苦，这个受苦有问题啊。So
if the suffering is because God tried to kick you out, and that there was problem.
所以，我盼望主预备我们下一次能够再交通。So
I pray that Lord prepare us to our sharing next time.
因为传耶稣基督是主，其实主要不是嘴传。
It is not through our mouths to preach that Lord Jesus Christ is Lord.
因为中文的翻译是传，好像是讲话的意思。
In Chinese translation, it was preach as if we talk.
但是它原文的意思是宣告的意思。
In the original text, it means proclaim.
这个宣告你可以用嘴、用口来宣告，可以用言语来宣告。
We can use mouth and language to proclaim.
这宣告呢，也是用行动来宣告。
But we can also use action to proclaim.
就宣告呢，也用你有主的同在，有各方面的 主的恩典来宣告。
We can also proclaim with Lord's presence and His grace.
所以盼望主帮助我。
So may Lord help us.
我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们有机会来思想我们在你面前人生的方向目标。
We have the chance to think about what is our direction for life before you.
有机会来思想，来考虑我们是不是要接受你的托付。
We have the chance to think, to consider whether we should receive your entrustment or not.
求主你亲自启示我们。
Pray that you reveal yourself to us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们所听到的话。
So what we hear.
不是仅仅是个道理。
Not just knowledge.
但愿你智慧和启示的灵。
Pray that your spirit of wisdom and revelation.
在我们里面一直做工。
Working us continually.
直到我们真的明白你的旨意。
Until we truly understand your will.
直到我们真的明白你的话。
Until we truly understand your words.
直到我们能够答应你的呼召。
Until we can accept your calling.
求主不要放掉我们任何一位。
Pray that do not let any one of us go.
愿主借着你自己的话来得着你的器皿。
Pray that you gain your vessels through your own words.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.